Spill it.
I've been very tempted. Since I live in Nevada, I can, prostitutes are legal in certain places.
Oh, yeah.
I want to buy him a hooker and get him laid so he can chill the fuck out.
I completely
understand. I don't know what else to do to solve this situation, but he needs to chill the fuck out.
You should see what's on HGTV. You should see. Oh, this is on? Espresso Podcast Shot 309. I'm your girlfriend, Benny, who can't figure out his remote control, so he hasn't watched TV in 12 years. Can we talk? Before we get started, upcoming shows, Hartford, Connecticut, April 18th. It's close. Get your tickies, BenedictPulitzi.com. Then Omaha, Nebraska, May 1st. That's really close, too. Syracuse, New York. I'm in New York, May 30th. Get your tickies below or at BenedictPulitzi.com. How many times is he going to say it? Watch F-Boy Island Season 1, 2, and 3 on the CW app. And Lovers and Liars is out, baby. It's supposed to be a sneak peek this past Monday, but they dropped the full ep. Lover and it's fire. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's so good. I haven't watched it, but everything I've seen has been really, really, like, the girls are hot. The girls carry. Hey, I'm doing my best out here. Trying to be hot guy. Trying to be funny guy. You know what I'm doing, though? I'm just being me. I'm just being me on the show, and it's good. Check it out. Lovers and Liars, CW app. First episode is out. Watch it. Let me know what you think. And, like, bro, put it on your story. Do it. Take a little IG story. Be like watching this idiot, and I'll repost it because I love you. But like it really is, it's fire. And all merch, BenedictMerch.com. Get your feeling glonky hoodies, your hats. I'm gonna do some damn girl merch coming soon. I'm thinking crew necks, pink crew necks with damn girl on them. All at BenedictMerch.com. F-boy at checkout for 25% off. And remember to join the Patreon. Tell your homies to join the Patreon. $5 a month for every other podcast. Every other podcast. And a live stream at the end of every week. Drop some heat in the live stream this past week. You catch everything early when you subscribe to the Patreon. Everything, oh shit, no way. You know my real life. It's just part of the game. Only $5 every month. But let's get to it. Espresso, quick question of the week. Making sure I'm recording. Okay, we are. Thank God. Question of the week. Spill the tea. Spill it, babe. What's going on? Everybody's got a little tea. Everybody wants to hear a little tea. I think this can be a reoccurring question. What's your tea? What's going on? Ex, current girlfriend cheating on you? You cheating on them? What's going on? Coworker? Kind of want to poison them? I don't know. What's the tea? For me, I've got a catfish on Snapchat. It's bothering me. And it's tea because girls really think that it's me. If you're snapping me on Snapchat, no, you're not. It's someone else that steals all my content and repurposes it on Snapchat and makes it seem like it's me. I promise. I'm really sorry about that. Block, report, call 911. Get them out of there because it's not me. But it's weird because he'll say weird things to girls. He'll be like, yo, you trying to, you know what I mean? Come to my apartment. And he gives like an Indianapolis apartment, my old apartment. I don't live there, bro. Block, report. And I get screenshots like him saying weird stuff. Like gross, dude. Asking for nudes. It's not me. It's not me. I promise it's not me. And plus I'm verified on Snapchat. So if you ever get like a request on Snapchat from me, it's not really from me. It's from Catfish. And I'm on Snapchat verified, so just check it out. Check it out before you assume. But that's my tea, bro. And it's bad. It's that needs to come to an end. I've had a catfish on Snapchat for the past like 5 years. It's the most annoying thing in the world. But yeah, don't fall for it. Let's hear yours. What's your tea? Spill it, babe.
Sponge Boy Me Bob.
That's the tea.
Sponge Boy Me Bob.
That sounds like me trying to make sure that the voice message thing works. That's like what I would say in it. Speaking of SpongeBob, though, my whole entire TikTok For You page is all the weird Nickelodeon guy stuff, you know? The like all the abuse and assault that they hit those child star, like Amanda Bynes with and like Drake and Josh with. This is insane, but when I was on F-Girl Island, Lovers and Liars, I had like my own room where I could watch TV, but I didn't really have TV. I just had like YouTube. So like to get like, you know, when you're trapped in a reality world, you kind of get in your own head. So I'd try to like watch funny stuff on TV and I'd watch like Happy Gilmore and shit just to like, you know, so I could like start thinking differently and like start like, you know, yeah, I was just in my own head a lot when I was there. So I was like trying to watch stuff to make me like, you know, a normal person again. And I started like something came on my screen. I started watching All That. Or I started watching Kenan and Kel or the Amanda Show or something. And I was like, let me see how funny this shit really was. Dude, and it was weird. There was like a producer in my room and we just had like an hour. And I was like, I'm just going to check out this like this skit that they did on the Amanda Show. And dude, it was like them like with a big log of like chocolate. And it looked like shit. It looked like an actual piece of shit. And they're like rubbing it all over themselves and stuff. And the producer got in my room, got really quiet. And I was still watching it because I was like, this has got to turn into something funny. Like I was like committed to, I was sticking up for it. I was like, I put it on the Amanda Show. Like we're just going to keep watching it because I had faith in it, bro. And I was like, I can't watch this. After a while, I was like, I can't watch this anymore. And the producer goes, that was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I go, that was on TV at one point. This is before all that Dan Schneider Nickelodeon stuff came out. So like, don't go back and watch All That in Amanda Bynes and like Drake and Josh because it is like I accidentally did it on Lovers and Liars when I was there and it's weird. Just saying, but what's the tea? Here we go.
Is this recording? Okay. So I am a feminine male just for context, but I've been getting hit on by my mom's work friends. So I live close to my mom and I visit her often. And one of her friends always flirts with me, hits on me, and he's really cute. But I tell myself, don't hook up or flirt or date any of your mom's friends.
True.
And he's openly hitting on me, flirting with me in front of his friends. My mom even hosted a Father's Day party and uh-oh, he was there and he was constantly flirting with me and he's always over at the house like almost every day.
Mm-hmm, we know why.
One day he comes over and this time was different because he brought his kids and wife.
Okay.
And he acted so casual about it. Like it was no big deal. And I'm thinking to myself, how am I put in these situations? But for me, I guess he's closeted. There are so many stupid rules, so many rules I have to follow. And I didn't ask for any of this, but this is like a recurring theme in my life. But that story is funny because it's so recurring.
He's like, I don't know what to do. I'm just so hot. Bro, you got the right mindset though, man. So homie from work wants to kiss, pretty much. Kiss. And he's got a whole entire family and he won't back off. He's going to figure it out sooner or later if you just keep giving him the sorry dog. You know what I mean? Like you're letting the compliments slip through. I've been in your shoes. you're not like entertaining it, but you're like, you're seeing what he has to say, you know? You're seeing the offer, but you're not taking the offer is what you're doing. Because like, you know, when somebody's into you, it feels good, but like sooner or later you gotta put the brakes down on it. But yeah, dude. You're in the right mindset. Don't for the love of God, don't do it. If you do it, I'm gonna be so disappointed in you. Don't ever give in to the scenario. You know, it sounds kind of sexy. It sounds kind of flirty. Oh, that'd be a good story, but don't do it, bro. Because then they get the W. Don't give them the W. It's sexier where it is now for you. You know? You got them feeding out of your hand. Feeding out of your hand. You got them eating out of your hand, you know? He's taking M&Ms from the palm of your hand right now. He wants more. Don't give him more, baby. Stay strong. But it is nice to feel like somebody, you know what I mean? It is like a good feeling. Something about the feeling of knowing you can, but you can't, but you're not gonna. Oh, that's a good one. Knowing you could smash, but not doing it. You're like, I'm the captain now. Stay there. Don't give in. Just keep going. It's a T.
Okay. I didn't want to do this, but you've been asking for a voice recording, so I'm just going to send it.
Let's go!
And it's anonymous, so here it goes. You can wreck me. You're hot as shit. And I'm a gay guy, obviously. I mean, I don't know if I sounded like a guy. Maybe I didn't. Whatever. But what I'm saying is, you're hot as shit, and I want you to do all sorts of things to me, and I'm sorry about that. I don't mean to objectify you in this way, but damn, motherfucker, why you gotta be looking like this? Why you gotta be out here saying these things and doing these things the way, you know, that make me feel things.
Crazy, bro.
Anyway. Okay. Fun. Good night.
God, it was a laugh at the end for me. Hey, I don't know, man. I'm out here. I'm not trying to attract anyone. Necessarily. I'm just doing whatever. So I really appreciate that, bro, because that means you like me for me. Thank you. But man, doesn't getting complimented like that feel so good? I know I've talked about it before, but I was having a shitty day Monday. I woke up, I was like, oh, I didn't get up on time. I let it snooze. I snoozed my little pink ass off. I got up late. I started posting stuff on my computer, started going, you know, I was doing all these other things. My head was all weird. You know, when you've been looking at a screen all day, the way your head feels, I was like, oh, I stayed in my apartment till like 4 p.m. And then 4:30 rolled around. I was just going to the gym. I was like, oh, I've never been to the gym that late in my life. Like, what is this? These people won't even know who I am at the gym. You know, you go to the gym at one certain time every day. Like, that's your clique. Everybody at the gym, like, those are your boys, kind of. I'm going at a new time slot, bro. I got to meet all these new people. Not meet them, but I got to, like, you know. I got to, like, yeah, I know. Yeah, sorry. I was late. Dude, I go to the gym. This guy goes, hey, I just want you to know you have very nice legs. I was like, thank you, dude. Felt good. I was like, all right, cool. I kind of like this 4:30 group. We're not bad. Start doing some stuff. Walk to another machine. Same guy in a different area like an hour later. Hey, I told my friend I'm going to dream about your legs tonight. It wasn't even leg day. Bro, you can be having the most terrible day of all time. Go to the LA Fitness in Hollywood. Oh! turned my whole day around. I'm like, I love this gym. Who's not going here? But that's what that voice message just did to me. He said he wanted to wreck me, bro. On gangaroni and cheese. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. I love you. We're out here being honest. That's all. Send it. Send the tea. Don't be scared. It's anonymous. Let's keep going.
Hey, Benny. So, spilling the tea here.
Yeah.
I have a coworker. I work in Nevada in a casino.
Nice.
And
crazy.
I know that this coworker is a virgin, 31 years old.
Whoa.
He sucks. He sucks. He doesn't know how to do his job. He's too uptight. And to spill the tea with you right now,
spill it.
I've been very tempted. Since I live in Nevada, prostitutes are legal in certain places.
Oh, yeah.
I want to buy him a hooker and get him laid so he can chill the fuck out.
I don't know what
else to do to solve this situation, but he needs to chill the fuck out. He's too uptight. Work is a pain in the ass because he's just too uptight. That's it. That's my tea. To have.
I love you. Working in a casino. It seems like all those guys are super like. You can just tell, bro. You can just tell. We've talked about it before on this podcast. You can just tell when somebody hasn't or has not often had sex. I know it sounds like, all right, big shot. But like, hey, at least act like you've had sex before, you know? You know, you see a guy and you're like, he's never had sex. Because he's just like, okay, yes, okay. I don't know. Will you help me? That's a guy. Then after you do it, you're like, what's up? What'd you say? All right, cool. I don't know. You know, you can tell, bro. Get the guy a prostitute. Let him live his life. I would do it. That's good tea right there. Homie's uptight. He needs to work out. He needs to like experience something. You're in Vegas. Line him up. There's probably a van right outside wherever you work that says, there's probably a van full of them right outside of the door you clock out of. Throw him in the back of that thing. Will somebody kiss this guy's neck for crying out loud? Is he a real nerdy bartender? God dang. Do him a favor. Do him a sweet, sweet favor. Do something he'll never forget. Maybe he doesn't even have to know, you know? What if you just set him up and the girl just pay the girl like, I don't know how much. How much are prostitutes in Las Vegas? I feel like they're pretty top dollar. What is it, $1,000? $1,000. That's a lot of money to invest in someone that you kind of hate, but it's a good story. $1,000. I don't know. You might make $1,000 like this weekend. Invest it in your business. You know what I mean? Put it right back into the business, baby, like Mr. Beast. Put $1,000 on him. Have a girl schmooze him at the bar. Maybe he goes home and then talk him into going home with her. Be like the inside guy. Yeah, she likes you. Look at her. Go for it. Boom, bang, diggy dang. The next day, this guy's working his tail off being cool at the casino. What do you need? Yeah, I'll get it. Uh-huh. Yeah, no problem. Yep, I got you. He looks better. His skin is clear. He doesn't have a weird Adam's apple anymore. His face is shaved. His eyes are like this all of a sudden. Hey, you have sex once. Your eyes get more squinty every time you have sex. Guys that have sex a lot look like they're looking right into the sun. Kind of look like E.T. E.T.? I guess his eyes are kind of big, aren't they? Yeah, get Get old squinty eye. Get homie some squints, is all I'm saying. I would do it. It's a good little experiment, you know? Loosen them up a little bit. Let's keep going.
My tea is basically a conspiracy theory about my neighbor. It's an older lady who owns the house, but at a certain point, her daughter moved in. She's either 40 years old or really rough 25-year-old.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, you know, things haven't really worked out for her so far. So she's, you know, moving back in with mom, picking herself back up, you know, which happens. And, well, she started buying shit. Like, to me, if you're moving back in with your parents, you're doing it to save money.
Yeah.
To move out. But she's just buying shit, dude. She's buying new cars.
Whoa.
Like, she's getting dogs. I think it seems like she's probably paying money for, like, you know, I don't think she's the rescue type. And, you know, the mom has had a couple ambulance visits lately. So I think this girl is just waiting for her mom to die. And then she can have that house. And no matter what, I'm not getting my leaves off the sidewalk. You can step on them. They're crunchy and it's fun. Damn it.
That's a good one. That's super tea. That's boba tea. That's that herbal tea right there. Wouldn't her mom know? Maybe her mom's real old and she just doesn't even care.
Come back home, honey.
Okay. That's the thing about living in a neighborhood. You're always like, everybody's always on your tail, bro. The neighbors always know what's going on. And whatever you think is happening is usually happening. Isn't that crazy? If there's ever a rumor or something going on, it's always true. New dogs, new car. You think she's poisoning her mom? What you feeding mommy, huh? Yeah, I don't know, man. That is. Tell her to buy a new lawnmower. Start chipping in on your yard. Hey, you buying all this stuff? Get a zero-turn John Deere. Help your boy out. It's hard getting around these trees on a push mower. Yeah, when I'd go to my dad's house and I would do stuff outside, I felt like probably four people had eyes on me. It was creepy. I'm like, guy across the street wants to know what's going on. Guy's looking out his window, but I'd always be doing the most. I'd have a wig on. I'd have a skirt on. I'd be like dancing to Baby Got Back in the front yard. Like, dude, they had a reason to look. And there was a school right behind my house. Probably didn't help. But when you live in the neighborhood, bro, you better cover your tracks. Because everybody's spying on you. Damn, that's crazy. Dude, people will really just try to kill their parents for money. Hey, get a job. Work at Claire's in the mall. Pierce some ears. Smile. Do what you restock the earrings. Buy one, get one free. You really just have to wait for... Dude, people do the stupidest things for money. I can't even... Like, the lengths people will go to make money. Those people that, like, flip shoes and flips... I could never do that. I don't know what it is, what I got, what kind of tism I have, but I'm like, I can't just sit there and like, yo, I bought these shoes for $80. I'm going to sell them on eBay for $100 and make $20. I'm like, it just seems like it's too much work. You're going to wait till your mommy dies? Get a job at the mall.
Oh, Hey, is this thing going? Sorry. New listener alert. I have some tea about a certain TikTok comedian. You know, last summer they said they were grounded. Oh, I'm starting to think they were filming reality shows.
Whoops.
What do you think? Maybe trying to get with some good girls, some bad girls. Going up to them like, yo, call me Chamomile and let's make some reality. Fuck. Sorry, Katie.
You say Chamomile. Hold on.
Reality. Yo, call me Chamomile and let's make some reality.
Love it.
Sorry, Katie.
No notes, bro. Brought the Katie joke back. By the way, yes, Katie is in here. Still dating her. Me and Katie Thurston. XOXO forever. No, but yeah, that was some tea. No, yes, I was gone for 8 weeks this summer, and yes, I did film two reality shows. And they're both on the CW app for free, so check them out. He said Chamomile. Her name's Camille. And you'll get to know her a lot more on Lovers and Liars. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. on the CW. All right, we got one more. Spill the tea. Here we go.
Okay, so I know this girl. And she, especially like on the internet, makes this persona out that she's this Christian woman.
Oh, yeah.
And she's such a good mother. Uh-huh. And she does so much for the community and she rescues animals. Nope. And blah, 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 right? And that's what she likes like telling everyone. But nobody knows that at night she does this thing, and I'll call it therapy.
Oh, God.
Work.
I love the tea.
And if the guys give her a little extra money, you know what I'm saying, she'll do a little bit more. Yeah. Kind. If anyone knew, it'd like totally blow a cover. But
so she's a massage therapist. Okay. Yo. I've gone to a masseuse once, and it is like, maybe it's just a guy thing, but every time I've gone to a masseuse one time, every time I even go by a massage place, I'm like, I wonder if they do it there. You know, it's just, maybe it's a guy thing. Like, that's the first thing. Do girls think like that too? Like, I was getting a massage and I was like, I wonder if she's going to do it like on some sketch shit. Like, I wonder, like, is it part of, is this one of the places? Cause you never know. You always hear about them. Oh, that place is the one that does that. Every single one. And it seems like they're all getting away with it. Yeah, but that's really the thing. The real Christian people with the Bible verses in the bio, guess what, mama? You're a piece of shit. That's just of the bat signal for being a piece of shit. You got a Bible verse in your bio? Guess what? You're trash, and we all know it. Name one person with a Bible verse in their bio that is actually a good person. You can't. Not even a priest on Instagram has a Bible verse in their bio. See if there's any more. We get any late breaking voice messages here? Good, you liking what you see? I would get, if it happened to me, if I went and got a massage and it started happening to me, I would immediately be like, no, because everybody gets in trouble for that. Girl, you liking what you see? All right, here we go. There's a couple more.
I love you, Milky Boy. What, dude? I sound so, I sound really silky boy, you know? Sicky Boy, because Sicky Boy, Sappy Monkey Boy, right? Anyway, my guy, Sicky Boy.
I love you, Sicky Boy. Whoa.
Or Flemmy Boy. We kind of sound like Tony Robbins a little bit, you know? You won't change it physiologically, my friends. You gotta change your focus. Some, whatever. Long story short, I kind of forget what the prompt is about, but we're just gonna let it rip, dude. I think it was something about... Oh, spill the tea. Okay. Yeah, I got nothing for that, to be perfectly honest with you. But you know what? As we're driving by, how about how crappy drivers are? That's one. Let's go off on that, sis.
We can go off.
Freaking Milky Boy, give me freaking a good driver in front of me. These people, right now, I'm behind a guy. He's doing the speed limit, sure. But the amount of idiots that are just crawling. I mean, it's pitiful, dude. And my gosh, you want to hear at the end, it's going to be a real life. Sounds a lot worse when you say it, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah, that really was the most nonsensical ADHD-ridden piece of content we've done. But you know what? Send it, my guy. Kiss the tiss, bitch. Mwah. And slap my ass like a hoe. And, oh, yeah. Fuck.
Love it, dude. It's really just the Milky Boy minute now. You know? Hey, we can... Hey, Milky. If you don't have tea or you don't have an answer to the question of the week, just give me a minute, bro. What are you talking about? Bad drivers? That's fine. The amount... Okay, I don't think honking works. The amount of time I get honked at in LA, I'm like, bro, somebody will honk at me, it'll scare me, and I'll fucking hit a car. People getting mad in their cars is the funniest thing. I'm like... Really? I'm kind of becoming an LA driver too. And when I say I'm becoming an LA driver, I'm just not on my phone as much. That's all that means. All that means is like I'm paying attention more. Cause I'm like, whoa, everything's crazy out here. At least I think that. And I lock in a little more. I'm never on my phone. Sometimes I don't even listen to the radio when I'm driving. So I'm like, no mistakes. If you're behind someone that's crawling, you're behind me. I am not the one. Me speeding? Nope. Why? Because he's being careful? No, he forgot the speed limit. So he's staying at 40, no matter where he drives. Am I the only one that can't follow maps? If I'm driving somewhere, one, because I have no idea where I'm going in LA. I have no idea where anything is. I've never been anywhere, and I just type it in my phone and go. If I need to go to Walmart, I'll just say, okay, what's the closest Walmart to me right now? No, depending on where I am, I'll go there. Bro, I went to this Walmart in the hood. Mexican hood. I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't be here. But I needed a tie or something, and I was like, whatever. They gotta have some. It was a Walmart like I've never seen in my life. It was so weird. It was like a Walmart inside of a mall. You know, like a department store at the mall? Like a Macy's. It was like Walmart like that. It was one floor. Escalators going up. I was like, what the hell? This is so stupid. I'm looking for this tie. I can't find it anywhere. I'm in this aisle with it, and there's this big like Mexican dude in there that looks like, you know, like kind of like hard, bro. I'm like, oof. And I like slide by him to like, cause he's kind of like in the middle of the aisle. I slide by him. He gives me like a look and I'm like, huh? Did I just like disrespect? Like, did I do something to piss him off? And he keeps looking at me and I'm like, oh shit. He has like knuckle tats. And I'm like, what did I do? But I'm like still looking around. He's still kind of like glancing at me and stuff. I'm like, I'm going to get killed in this Walmart. And then all of a sudden his ringtone goes off and it's la da da dee dee da da da. La da da dee dee da da da. And I'm like, oh, bro, you can't have a neck tat. And your ringtone's just, wanna be my lover, wanna be my lover. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Like, but I knew at that moment everything was fine. And who still has a ringtone? I'm glad he did, low key, because I was like, he's either gonna stab me or I don't know what's going on. Right when that ringtone popped off, It was a dance party in the Thai aisle. Dun, 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 dun. Let's keep going.
Okay. I love you, coffee, milky, thank you, boy. Wow. Not sure if this one or the other one's going to play, but they do. Both do. Dope. Here's some realty for you, baby girl. All
right, let's talk.
Okay. How about when you have a friend, allegedly, hypothetically, who is two-timing his broad for another broad, and he's not even taking broads out. He's literally just on a dating app just to, like, keep his game fresh for his wife, you know?
Excuse.
But that's wrong, but at the same time, so devious. And for the record, this is not about me. I don't do that. I don't cheat. Just for the rec. But, you know, but definitely sounds like I do that now, right now that I said it's not me. But anyway, that's it. Noki boy, nasally, aff, Soki boy. That's, we're out. That's kind of all I had for you, my guy. Hope you're doing well. Hugs and kisses.
Man, Milky Boy, get better soon. Yeah, bro, if you're in a relationship and you're on a dating app and you're just gaming girls up to keep your game right, that's a lie. Dating apps, hey, tell me you don't know how to talk to women without telling me. If you're on a dating app, of course it's not going to work. Has anyone actually been in a good relationship from a dating app? I feel like I have to date somebody. I feel like I have to kind of know them a little bit beforehand. Like, oh, that's so-and-so's friend. You know, I've known of her for like 2 years. Like, I know her a little bit. Dude, just imagine randomly going on a date with somebody. That sounds insane. Oh, I have no idea who you are. I don't even know your name. Ha ha. Yeah, let's go to Applebee's. Just meet somebody organically. Is it that hard? I don't know. Is this crazy? Is this crazy concept? Oh, you saw somebody at the store and you liked them? That's the dating app. The dating app is your Ralph's or your Kroger. I don't get it. Dating apps. So all the people that you don't want to date are on one platform. That's what a dating app is. I was like, I don't like any of you. I don't like any of you guys. Thank you for categorizing yourself. That's the tea, babe. That is the tea. We're going to check one more time if there's any more. Doesn't look like it. All right, let's go. Dear Diary. Okay, listen to this. I saw this guy on TikTok. It was like, yo, I'm going to Sonny's Exotics. It's one of my favorite candy stores. I'll link it in here. And I was like, Sonny's Exotics candy store. That's crazy. Kept watching the TikTok, dude. He's recording items, candy that I've never seen in my life. And I'm not talking about like foreign candy that you've never heard of. I'm talking about like Skittles, but they're like dessert flavored. Skittles puffs, like things that like are out in different countries. This candy store, which is also like a weed store and like a vape store, you know, they had bongs and stuff, which like whatever. They had like Kit Kats that were sold in like Japan. They had strawberry shortcake Kit Kats. They had Twix biscuits. They had barbecue ribs chips. They had churro chips. Amazing. I got a hazelnut Kit Kat. Ah! I got a butterscotch Snickers. I got an M&M protein bar. The drinks they had. They had Capri Suns I've never seen in my life. They had a tropical Sprite. I wish I would have brought it. A tropical Sprite. Dude, I was in this store for so long. They were like, has this guy ever been in public before? I couldn't even do who's buying this there. Who's buying this? Because who's not buying this, bro? Gummy worm flavored Pepsi. I'm not even kidding. Real shit. Amazing. Dear Diary, like if I, that might be my new dream job. Forget working in a parking garage booth. Forget filling Long John donuts. Dude, my dream job is just to own an exotic candy place. Dude, think about the guy like that's got to order food on the back end or order the candy on the back end. That's just searching for crazy candy all day. Most riveting store I've ever been in my life. Went before Easter. Oh, they're open till midnight every night. God damn it. Just nothing could be more nothing could be more perfect. Show and tell. Maybe I did bring something from the exotic candy store to show you guys. Sneak peek. Rotisserie chicken Doritos. This is not a game. It's like they knew I was coming. Rotisserie chicken Doritos. In the gold? Sneak peek. This is about to be on another episode of Who's Buying This? Coming soon, bro. I cannot wait. And they're Doritos, you know what I mean? If they're Lay's, like, yeah, seems like they'd do something like that. But Doritos kind of doesn't play. They stick to the basics, you know? Nacho cheese, chili cheese, Cool Ranch, you know? Maybe they come out with something kind of crazy every now and then. But Doritos kind of sticks to their own beaten path. But you're going to throw some roast chicken flavored chips at me? That's insane. Who's buying this? I can't wait to bust that out. It took me everything not to smash into those. And like, they were so nice at this candy store. They were giving me, they were like, yo, take this on your way out. You know, they had like an extra, like something. Cause I was having so much fun taking videos. Dude, I'll drop the video on my Patreon, but like, I was sweating at one point in there. They gave me a Hershey's cookies and cream bar, but it was filled with salted caramel. Am I the only one that geeks about candy? I think shit like that is so cool. Candy and chips you've never seen before.com. Cringe moment of the week. Kind of has to do with the same type of thing. So I've been seeing this all around the internet. The hot dog flavored water. I marked it down. I was like, okay, I'm going to find that. If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to find that. And they're going to have it in LA, obviously. Hot dog flavored water, 7-Eleven. I'm going. I'm finding it. I go to 7-Eleven in the heart of Hollywood because it's going to be there. I walk in. I buy one of those Bear Bells, those protein bars called Bear Bells. They're so good. They're just a candy bar. They're so good. But I convinced myself that I needed it, so I bought it. Went up to the counter because I didn't want to come in all guns blazing. Went up to the counter, politely with an item, scanned it. Guy was like, "That'll be $2.46," and I was like, "Do you have this hot dog flavored seltzer from 7-Eleven?" He looked at me and started dying laughing. Like, called his homeboy over. And I was like, what? And they're like, bro, that is totally for April Fools. We do not sell that. And I was like, are you sure? And they're like, bro. Hey, peanut butter and jelly boy. We don't sell hot dog flavored water. Dude, I am the laughing stock of this 7-Eleven. Every time I come in, they make fun of me for some shit. I'm sorry, like, they're my best. I have really no friends in LA. They're my best friends. The guys that just grill me at 7-Eleven. I told a story about peanut butter and jelly. When I walked in and the homie whistled to his dude in the back restocking the sandwiches, he's like, "Hey, yo, peanut butter and jelly boy's back." I was like, "Are you serious?" Bro was like, just take it, bro. Take the peanut butter and jelly. You ever been in a situation where you come into a store for something and then you get embarrassed, so you got to just like pretend to look for other things in the store? That's me. And I go back into the same store. I double down. I'm like, this is a store where they make fun of me for peanut butter and jelly, but whatever. Do you guys have this hot dog flavored water? I got. I thought it was a real thing, bro. I still kind of think it is too. April Fools. He's an idiot. But there is like a little part of me that still thinks that's like, if I went to, I think I'm going to go to a different 7-Eleven today and check it out. Am I that stupid? I guess. Let's keep going. Days of the week. Days of the week. Thursday, today, April 4th. Vitamin C day. I've got one experience with vitamin C, and it was when I was so hungry for candy on a road trip when I was growing up. My dad had a bottle of vitamin C, like tablets, in his glove compartment. And he'd make me eat one every now and then, but I just was so bored in the car on like a 4-hour road trip. I just popped his glove compartment and started eating the tablets. I was like, can I have another one? He was like, yeah, sure. And an hour later, I was like, can I have another one? He's like, all right. You can't eat those. Like, dude, I think I ended up eating like 12 of them when he went to pump gas. I was like, dry. That's what happens when you're too strict with your kids, bro. They die and shit. They have vitamin C, like, overload. I probably turned orange that day, but that's my dad's, like, only, like, response to when I'm, like, feeling sick. You need some vitamin C, B? Hey, you need some C. Make sure you're drinking your C. Once that emergency came out in the packets, the powder packets, bro, my dad is so on that. He's like an ambassador for their company. Every time he saw me, he'd give me a big box of emergency powder. I was like, dude. And it kind of got gross. I drank it so much, it got like disgusting. But there is something about orange juice. I swear to God, there's something about orange juice. God, why do I always... I didn't know there was that much sugar in it. But like at any point of the day, I am so down for orange juice. It seems like it's just a morning thing, but no. At night, dinner time rolls around. Your mom made spaghetti. I'm like, I'll take orange juice. Friday. National Flash Drive Day. Remember when our country was a proper country and everybody had a flash drive on their key ring? Man, those days. Insane. My whole entire life was in a flash drive. In college, bro. They were so convenient. I almost think that's the move still. Where is it now? It's all on Google Drive? Yeah, it's pretty good. Not me running out of space every 15 seconds on my Google Drive, and it's like, clean up space. And I'm like, I'm a hoarder. I can't delete anything else. Get that through your head. Stuff I don't need at all. So many of these podcasts, not deleting them. Nope. He's a hoard. He's a pack rat. Is it hot? Pack rat. Having it on a flash drive was pretty nice. I never knew, though. I still don't know. Can you just rip a flash drive out? What's it going to do? Has that ever happened to anyone in the history of flash drives or like removable disks? You ever just eject it without ejecting it? Who's ripping and dipping? God, I want to be a rip and dip guy so bad. I just don't have it in me. I wish I had the balls to be a rip and dip. I don't. I'm a play it safe guy. I'll right click and eject. And if it says this program is still in use, I'll be like, well, we got to figure this out. What's running on here? I'll close everything out. Everything's good. There's no programs running on my computer. I press eject, eject disk. This program is still running. Oh, what's going on here then? I'm so by the book when it comes to technology, dude. I'm such a little bitch. I wish it was a guy that could just plug. Just pull it. Pull it. But I always have that little fear that when I pull it, all files deleted. And I go to Best Buy and I'm like, what the hell happened, man? All my files got deleted. And they're like, well, did you properly eject it? And I'm like, no! That's right. That's my biggest fear. Saturday. National Carbonara Day. Oh, God. I got the biggest craving the other day for spaghetti. Italian food. I always bitch out, too. I've got this golden rule every time I go to a restaurant. It's get a salad with chicken. No matter what. Doesn't matter where you are. Dude, I went to the Yamashiro, fancy Japanese place, known for sushi. I got a chicken Caesar salad. And everybody's like, what the? Bro, you know where you are? And I'm like, I know exactly where I am. Because I went off the grid, dude. I was going to restaurants like not too long ago. Well, pretty long ago, probably like 5-6 years ago. And I started to get chicken tenders and shit. I went on a chicken tender run. Best probably 5 weeks of my life, I was just getting tendies. Tendies and fries. Whatever. Hey, we're at a restaurant. Live it up, right? No. Because on the way home, I'm like, what did I just do, bro? I'm an idiot. Why did I just do that? So I make one rule now. Get a salad with chicken and shut up. Maybe you get some cheesecake at the end. Because you're a good boy. Sunday. Coffee cake day.
You always talk about food. That's like all you talk.
I know, because I'm starving. Shut up, Ashley. Remember your mom used to buy coffee cake and you're just like, I don't get it. It's such an adult thing. I'm telling you, bro, you turn 25, things change. I think about coffee cake every single day now. Because every day, what do I think about? Ooh, should I get Starbucks? That runs through my head every day. God, Starbucks marketing just got my little stupid monkey brain in a chokehold. Every day. Should I get Starbucks? Nah, I shouldn't. But if I do, maybe I'll get a little sweet treat too. Maybe a little coffee cake. That coffee cake. And just a regular pike. Underrated. When your mom used to get that at the store. The Entenmann's. Foil bottom, not foil bottom, it's like aluminum bottom in the clear thing on top, clear case on top. And it was called like alligator. You remember that? Oh, what is that called? It's called like gator strudel. Oh my God, bro. Oh my God. No. Gator grill? What the hell am I talking about? I swear it's called like crocodile strudel. You know what I'm saying? Alligator pastry? Bro, it was called something. You call any type of food or dessert, it's off of it, like from an animal thing. I'm buying it. Bear claw. Alligator tail. That's what it is, bro. I think it's alligator tail strudel. Oh my God. It was red raspberry. It was crunchy. Had crumbles on it. Icing. You dip that in coffee, dude. See you never. Hey, quick pod, but we did our thing. All right, fam. We did our thing. I'm really excited about Lovers and Liars. Make sure you watch that on the CW app. For real, it's good, man. And next week or next pod, we're doing the Lovers and Liars Ask Me Anything, and it's going to pop off. Keep your head on a swivel. Your boy might be on the news or something. Just saying. Got a little invite. Hey, do you want to come on? Okay, listen to this. You want to come on the news, KTLA, and promote Lovers and Liars? And they said I have a budget to find a groomer. And I was like, what's the budget? I shouldn't be saying any of this shit. $500. $500 to have somebody fucking do what? My hair? Hey, babe, there's a lot going on up here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, can I just have the money and then just like show up and look decent? Or can I put that towards my next hair transplant? But I'll be on the news soon for Lovers and Liars. And I'm going to be on the Reality Steve podcast I just heard. So just stay in the loop on Instagram. Got some new content coming out. Hollywood catcalling. Watch Lovers and Liars. Subscribe to the Patreon. Tell the homies to get on the Patreon gang. Buy some merch. Just saying. Next week we'll do Lovers and Liars. Ask Me Anything. I love you, fam. Thanks for everything. Thanks for following. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining the Patreon. You mean the most to me. Hartford, Connecticut, April 18th. I'll see you there. Ta-ha, fuck. Ta-ha, fuck. I was looking at the camera. I felt weird.